Good morning. Glad to be with you on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Brent Rogo and Pete Voles. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the shelter guys of North Platte, Nebraska. Glad to be with you here for a Tuesday, August 9th edition. And we kick it off by welcoming in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us to recap our weekly County Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Bruns, good to see you. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, Tristan. Happy terrific Tuesday to you
and
all the listeners out there. It's always a pleasure to come in here on Tuesday morning, so things are going well.
Good.
Really well.
Glad to hear.
Still recouping from the weekend, but
and your other gig that you're currently campaigning for a little bit, you're able to make it over to Brady Days, which was this weekend, but also the Hooker County Fair was in Mullen this weekend.
Yes,
too, right?
We are smack dab in the middle of fair season, and as well as, you know, here in Lincoln County, there's a lot of, all the villages have their festivals and parades, and so spent some time out meeting with people in both Brady and up in Mullen for the Hooker County Fair. A lot of fun events, just, you know, amazing communities that, you know, I have the privilege of serving on the county board here in Lincoln County, and I regularly speak with people in Brady. But in this endeavor, in this race for the legislature, the time that I've been able to get up to Hooker County and the other counties up north, as well as down into Perkins County, just amazing communities full of talented people, hardworking people, good conservative people that just really want to make sure that their communities are not neglected and given a fair shake in the world that we live in. And so it was an enjoyable time to get up there and enjoy the festivities for the Hooker County Fair. We walked in the parade, had a chance to speak with dozens of people and learn about, you know, their needs and what's important to them. And just having a lot of fun with it, building on the momentum. So,
yeah. Now, Commissioner Bruns, this week's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, Rick and I were talking Monday morning. It looks a little bit light on the agenda, but you and I were talking off the air. You guys finished sometime late Monday morning, as a couple of the items on the agenda had quite a bit of discussion, which is very productive for the county.
Yeah, so we had two main agenda items. Every week we have administrative things that we need to take care of, because as the county board, we really administer the work of the county, and so it's a very busy working board. But the two agenda items that took a little bit more time was a discussion on our veteran service officer position that we've had this conversation going since early this year, when Paul Cooper, our current veteran service officer, announced that he would be retiring. And so we started that process. The Veteran Service Committee has met over the past few weeks and whittled down the 12 applicants that applied for that position down to, they invited five in for interviews, three of which showed up, two others declined due to already accepting positions or their own other reasons.
Sure.
But they interviewed three really top quality candidates.
The committee interviewed
the
three,
committee
right?
did.
Okay.
And through reviewing state statute, it was determined that they would offer up one candidate for potential nomination to our board. And so that came before us yesterday. And
the recommendation did,
the recommendation
right?
okay. for the nomination. We had a lot of conversation on it. I think, you know, at the end of the day, the board voted unanimously to decline that nomination and have the Veterans Service Committee continue to work in finding another candidate. And my assumption would be that they would go back to the other two candidates that they interviewed and potentially bring one of them forward. But we're leaving that to the Veterans Service Committee to get that figured out. And hopefully we'll have another nomination before us here in the near future, because we really do need to get that position squared away, so to speak, and ensure that we have the best individual possible filling that seat and working to serve the veterans of Lincoln County.
This has been quite the ongoing conversation, Commissioner Bruns, and there's been a little bit of controversy surrounding this entire endeavor as well that continues to go on, as you just said.
Yeah. So, again, you know, just making sure that we're doing it right. Paul has done a good job over the years that he served in it. He's determined that it's time for him to probably move on to another chapter of his life, and we welcome that
sure.
and respect it. But there's been some consternation probably here and there as far as the slow progress with this process. But again, to my point, we want to make sure that we do it right and it's not rushed. We're not just acting as a rubber stamp. And so I give full credit to the Veterans Service Committee for the work that they're doing. It was very close in the candidates that they interviewed and who they nominated up to fill that seat. And at the end of the day, as we were given all of the supplemental material, the resumes, the applications, and hearing actually from constituents throughout the county on the nominee that they put forward, we just determined that, you know, there may be somebody else out there that may be a better fit. So we're looking forward to watching this process unfold and ensuring that we've got it right, that we're not just putting somebody in there that's a stopgap, that's would be acting in a probationary period until January 1, where we would potentially set them aside again and entertain somebody else. We want to make sure that we do it right and we get the
sure.
right person in there for the long term.
And just for verification, Commissioner Bruns, the Veterans Service Committee here for Lincoln County serves as a recommending body similar to what the Lincoln County Planning Commission does, right?
Yes. So at the end of the day, it's the elected representatives on the board that I serve on that make the determination, and that's by state statute. And we don't take that lightly. And so all of us did our homework and really listened to our constituents. We looked at the materials that were provided to us, and you know, we're the ones that catch the flack if we make a wrong decision, and rightly so.
The buck stops there, so to speak.
Exactly. The voters, the citizens of Lincoln County, they hold us accountable. And so, yes, the Veterans Service Committee is a recommending body. They are a formal board. They do abide by the Open Meetings Act, so anybody can go to their meetings and actually sit in on the interview process and hear from those candidates themselves. And we actually had Michaela Wooler attend, and she did just that. I had a conflict. I wasn't able to attend, but we're fully abreast of what's going on, and we made the decision the way that we did based off of the information that was provided and doing our own due diligence.
So this took up quite a bit of the time of the commissioner's meeting on Monday. Commissioner Bruns, is there anything else from the agenda or from the meeting you wanted to bring up this morning, sir?
Yeah, so another very important topic, in my opinion, we had on our agenda, and that was a resolution, actually, to support a conversion project that's being undertaken by the Trailblazer Pipeline Company.
Mm-hmm.
Many people may not understand that we have pipelines that traverse our country. We have pipelines that traverse our state, and we actually have two particular pipelines that traverse Lincoln County on their way from Wyoming to eastern Nebraska. And so I started, I had conversations early on, November of last year is when I really started having the conversations with Trailblazer on this project, and mostly it was just them bringing me up to speed on the project that they were looking to get done, and over the past several months, I've really learned a lot about the overall project, the impacts that it's going to have, the positive impacts it's going to have for Lincoln County, our larger region, and vital industry that it will impact as well. And so really the impetus behind this project, essentially what they have is they have two pipelines, the Trailblazer Pipeline and then their sister company, the Rockies Express Pipeline, LLC. There's two pipelines that traverse our state, cutting through Lincoln County, that carry natural gas to eastern Nebraska. And demand is such and volume is such in those pipelines that they can supply with just one of them. And so that provides them a unique opportunity to retrofit the Trailblazer Pipeline to address a market need in the ethanol industry and potentially other industries as well, which was discussed, and we'll get into that here in a quick minute. But essentially, the ethanol industry is facing, you know, a lot of challenges, as are a lot of our energy producers when it comes to the green agenda. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that those pressures exist.
Yeah. It's the world we live in, unfortunately.
It is the world that we live in. And so, you know, fossil fuels are under attack. Ethanol does a fantastic job providing a non-toxic, cleaner-burning alternative to regular gasoline for people at the pump, and it's much cheaper at the pump for people that we serve here in Lincoln County. And so that was really one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this forward, because of the positive benefit that ethanol producers have. We have 24 ethanol plants in the state of Nebraska. Two of them are in our area, one in Sutherland and then one down in Perkins County in Madrid. And all of those plants have a production capacity of about 2.5 billion gallons of ethanol.
Wow.
That makes Nebraska the second leading ethanol producing state in the nation, which is just, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But ethanol provides, you know, over 1,400 jobs to Nebraskans, and it directly impacts the state economy by $5 billion. And so it's also important to take into consideration that, you know, as ethanol demand increases, so does the demand for corn. And
sure.
We have a lot of corn producers in our region. The byproduct of ethanol, DDG in particular, is a great feedstock for our cattle producers. And, and like myself personally, I have dairy nurse cows. We utilize DDG in our feed. And so there's tons of benefit in and of itself in the process. But when you look at the product itself, that's where the benefits really are. And like I said, it's a non-toxic, cleaner-burning energy. It provides cheaper prices at the pump, and that's something that, given our high inflationary environment that we have today, something that needs to be considered. So what they're doing, the project, this conversion project, is they're allowing these ethanol plants, they're sequestering the CO2, okay?
Okay.
And they're looking for ways to, sequestering it is the easy part. They can do that. How they dispose of it, that's the other dilemma. Right. And so in their efforts to go carbon neutral through technology, this pipeline provides a solution. So they're going to reverse the flow in the Trailblazer pipeline, allowing the sequestered CO2 to then get pumped back to Wyoming to rock formations in the mountains, where they can geologically store it permanently underground instead of it being released up into the atmosphere.
Cool.
And so that's huge. When you look at ethanol, it already reduces greenhouse gases by a whopping 46%. When you take into account the carbon sequestration, they're looking to take approximately 10 million metric tons of CO2 annually out of the atmosphere.
Wow.
That's the equivalent of like 2 million cars being taken off of the road. So,
Yeah. You
know, hugely beneficial. It made sense for me anyway to bring this for the board to consider. You know, putting our stamp of approval on it and offering up a resolution because where they are in the process, they're undergoing heavy scrutiny by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, to get the necessary approvals. And so we passed our resolution unanimously. That's getting forwarded to FERC for their consideration in this process, and hopefully they get the approvals that they need. And I think it's a worthwhile endeavor, not just, you know, for the vital ethanol producers that we have here locally and our ag producers here locally and our people that rely on ethanol to get where they need to go from point A to point B at a cheaper cost, but for the future of ethanol. And importantly, the other ancillary businesses and tangential businesses that,
sure,
that could sequester carbon, like Gerald Gentleman, for instance, potentially utilizing this pipeline to capture carbon from their coal-burning operations and pump that forward into Wyoming. So a lot of benefits all around, and so that was a point of great conversation in our meeting.
Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us for our weekly recap of the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. And Chairman Bruns, although the agenda was kind of light, a lot of great information and a lot of great work done with this Lincoln County Commissioners meeting Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm just happy, you know, we have colleagues that are working hard. We did go into a closed session as well to deal with potential real estate purchases.
Ooh, so, exciting. And what was how long were you guys in closed session for?
That was for about a half hour.
Okay, good.
So good conversation. We had to address a couple concerns that have arisen in the process that I'm sure people can kind of connect the dots, but hopefully we'll get some resolution here in the very near future on some major projects going on here in Lincoln County.
One of those major projects is potentially the redevelopment of the North Platte Rec Center and related projects, including the North Platte Skate Park and Cody Pool. This is an item that you and I talked about a little bit off air last Tuesday, but ran out of time to talk about it on the air. This is an item that very much has an impact on Lincoln County. We think about a lot of people that don't necessarily live within the city of North Platte, people that you represent, people like yourself, Commissioner Bruns, that, you know, you live within Lincoln County, but not necessarily within the city of North Platte. This is the potential to have a huge impact on everybody, including the individuals that you represent and yourself as well. Tuesday's meeting was tabled, the discussion was, and now we have a petition making its rounds through our community, which I think it's always exciting when you have those petitions and those old-fashioned efforts being raised and distributed throughout the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So for clarification, this is, you know, it's not our ball game.
Yep.
It's the city council.
Just the neighboring ballpark.
Neighboring ballpark. you know, a lot of the players and a lot of the fans that attend those games, they're people that we have cross representation with, as you mentioned. Yes. So, you know, I have a daughter. She is on swim and dive.
Oh, okay. So this is a matter that you're very familiar with.
I'm very familiar with this. I have, you know, a personal interest in it. I applaud the work that committee has done. I do live in Lincoln County, rural Lincoln County, so I can't vote on this per se. But I do have constituents that do live in the city of North Platte, mm-hmm. and constituents that, as I'm out knocking on doors for other endeavors that I'm undertaking, I'm hearing from. And at the end of the day, whether you support the overall project or not, I'm a huge proponent of allowing the people to decide. And so I was a little disheartened to see the path that was taken at the city council meeting, just my personal opinion. I understand, you know, tabling it, the reasons why. I think that it was probably good to table it. But I'm optimistic about the grassroots effort of the petition. I always think it's great to see citizens undertaking things like this and really, you know, engaging in their civic responsibilities and taking on that responsibility. I'm confident they'll probably get the signatures that they need and it'll be on the ballot. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the people of North Platte will have an opportunity to voice their opinion, which is where I think, you know, the spirit of the legislation, the spirit of intent, that's what was intended. So,
and although you won't get to vote on this, Commissioner Bruns, if it goes to the ballot come November, this is an item that impacts you not only as a father and as a frequent visitor to the city of North Platte, but this is a half-cent sales tax that you would have to pay on all the goods and services that you utilize here within the city of North Platte. And all visitors would be able to utilize that as well. I think that's one of the things that's most appealing to me is we take advantage of not only people that work in our community but don't necessarily live here participating in this half-cent sales tax increase, but visitors as well.
Yes, and I think that's the important thing that we can't lose in this conversation is it's not just the people of North Platte that would be paying this tax. It's visitors coming in from out of state. When you look at historically the amount of people that come in from tourism, and I see those dollars in our budget
from
our occupation tax on our hotels. Those are real dollars that can really be used to improve the amenities here locally, not just for North Platte, but the people regionally utilize. And when you speak, you know, from an economic growth standpoint, which is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I ran on for the county board and won in a landslide. It's what I'm, you know, a huge advocate for and one of the reasons why I'm running for the legislature. We need to grow our communities, and amenities are one of the reasons that people look at in their decisions to move here, to relocate their businesses here, for people that come in and fill jobs, for them to choose to take those jobs. And so it is an important part of the conversation to take in mind.
And you're a member of the board of directors for the Chamber Development Corporation too, right, Commissioner
Bruns? I am, yes.
So that board has unanimously supported this as well, too.
Yes, so. They have. So at the end of the day, when you look at the sales tax, if I'm not a proponent of raising taxes, I'm just not, and we should do everything we can to mitigate that from happening. But if there has to be a tax increase, I'd prefer it to be a sales tax increase because people have a say in how they spend their dollars,
yep,
for the most part. And so I'd rather see it go that route than a property tax increase,
mm-hmm,
because property taxes right now are way out of skew.
Yeah.
And we're working hard to reduce those on the county level. And I know that the other political subdivisions are working hard to keep those in check as well. But,
and we're talking about a half-cent sales tax increase too. So for the most part, it'd be pretty unnoticeable for the average consumer.
I think the average consumer, my understanding, would see about a $75 increase a year,
yeah,
in what they would be paying. So that, but you can't, you know, you can't take that for granted. Mm-hmm. You can't just shove that off as though it's a really nominal amount, because some people live paycheck to paycheck. A lot,
yep,
of people do.
$75 is $75.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, it's my hope that this is on the ballot, that people will be able to determine what is best for them and their particular situations, and they'll cast their vote accordingly. And so that's where I hope that it gets, and we'll see how it shakes out in November.
Yep, that's what it boils down to at this point. Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you to discuss any county issues, how can they do so, sir?
Yeah, so we absolutely welcome not just myself, but my colleagues on the board as well, people reaching out and engaging with us and bringing their concerns, their questions, their comments. I can be reached on my cell phone. That number is 308-660-6049. You can also email any one of us by going to our new and improved website at lincolncountyne.gov, clicking on the Commissioners tab, and you'll see the list of commissioners. Our names are in blue. That's a hyperlink. You can click on our names, and it'll take you right to an email where you can shoot us off an email.
And you can also check out the county's website, where you can watch the Lincoln County Commissioners meetings as well, including Mondays.
Exactly, and I encourage people to do that. It's one of the efforts that we've undertaken for accountability and transparency. So,
Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to seeing you again in the studio next Tuesday, sir.
The pleasure is all mine, Tristan. I wish everybody out there a happy rest of the week.